sometimes making so much merry, taking so much wine, and we feel so much pleasure. Sometimes we become the president of any country, prime minister of any country, very beautiful wife, qualified children. Also some beggar comes to us and we can give so much donation to them. Then why to chant and remember Krishna, Supreme Personality of God? What is the use? Living all these things, why you should do bhajan? I've heard so many times with so many prosperous Indian and learned persons. Also, I think that this doubt may come to anyone. I want that Prem Prayojan Prabhu should speak something about this. We see that there were so many persons that they were actually so much beautiful. In this age also we see, like Dinah, very, very near us, so many. We saw, see many in past, very high classes of powerful persons like Hitler, Mussolini, Napoleon Bonaparte, in India also, like Ravana, like Hiranyakashipu, like others, very much learned like Shakespeare and all others, and restricted families persons were there. Should we follow them to be happy? And will we be happy by following them or not? And if not, what we should do? Pundarik Prabhu can speak 5-10 minutes on this subject.
चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्तिषे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो
नमः. About 5,000 years before, there was a very learned person, lakh times more learned than Shakespeare and others. He was so beautiful, self-realized. He has kept all wealth of world. Who was he? Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva, he was also family man, but not attached. He was incarnation of himself God. That is why he was so intelligent, learned, qualified in all arts and everything. He was so learned that he divided Vedas in four parts. Shakespeare wanted to touch these Vedas and to explain the mood of Vyasadeva and to realize a little part of Vedas, but he could not, because he was involved in material things, this body and mind. So he could not touch. He has written so many Vedas, Upanishad, Puran and everything that we cannot read in one life all these things. And what to realize, what to talk of realize. We cannot realize all these things. What he wrote and realized, and what he realized he wrote. So many Purans. One Puran, more than 1 lakh of a slok, sometimes 2 lakhs of a slok. So he was such a learned person. He wrote Srimad Mahabharata, in which it is very interested book in India. I think it will be in whole world if anyone read it. Very interesting. It was written not for so much learned person and realized person. It was written for those who are so much weak in intelligence, like women, like Shudras in India, they cannot touch Vedas. So he wrote Mahabharata. Very interesting. I used to read in one breath so much. No sleep, nothing. My father was very expert in all these things. So Ramayana, Mahabharata and all Puran I have heard in my very little age. So Vyas was such a great personality. But one day he was not satisfied what he has done. What if in this world a person may be satisfied with all the things, he possessed all the things, but he was not even being so much learned, having so much opulent. If he will tell that he used to die, they will die. If he wanted that any dead person should quickly
alive.
Oh, certainly. If he will tell that this tree should be turned into a very beautiful wife, lady or gentleman, at once it can be done. He was so much powerful. If he will tell that, oh, so many jewels, lakhs and lakhs which should come, then it will come. Oh, so much, like a river current, it will make up. He was so much realized, and he has written everything in their Purans and Mahabharata. Gita is jewel in Mahabharata, you know. But he was not satisfied what he had. So one day he was sitting in his ashram, in his bhajan kuti, on the bank of Saraswati River in Himalaya. Very good place, sacred place. And he was thinking, why am I not satisfied? I am something lacking in my life. But I did so much things, but why am I not satisfied? So if a man is not thinking like this, then he is animal, I told in morning. We have so much things, but we are not happy. Why not happy? We should think about this. Napoleon was not a beggar. Hrishikesh and Raman were not beggars. We know the Kennedy was not beggar, street beggar, but why suited? Also, Princess Diana, not a street beggar, not so ugly, not fool or anything, ignorant. She had so much name, fame, beauty, everything. She was married to Charles. But even she was not wise. Why? we should always try to realize and think about this. Otherwise, we are all like animals. And we should see also, understand, what be in future. Will we be happy in future? What we are doing now, in what process we are going, we will see that we are in same path, in same way as they went, and they were all unhappy. Mussolini, have you heard the name?
Like giant he was.
Hitler, more than giant. They were never happy. So we should think about this. So even that, more superior than that. And yes, on so many things, but even he was not happy. He was a life soul, no doubt. He had some realization of Vaikunth also, but not happy. So one day his Gurudev came. Naradrishi came there and told that you have done. You have divided Vedas into four. You have studied all the Upanishads coming from himself, God. And you have also given this world so many Purans, Upapurans, and so many good literature. But why you are not happy? Then he began to tell, Asteva me sarvamidam, sayuktam tathapi natma paritushyate me, tanmulam avyaktam agadabhudam, prichyamahe tvatma bhavatma bhudam. That then replied, O Gurudev, what you have told? I possess all qualities. I have divided Vedas and I am very intelligent. I know Vedas. I have written Purans and everything, Gita also. But still, I am not happy. I wanted to discover this thing, but I could not. I am now a ill person, but how, I don't know. What is disease in me? What is lacking in me? Why I am not satisfied having all these things? I have kept worldly, all money, reputation and everything. But still, I am not happy. Then, you are like a doctor. You know, to read
the
pulse, and by that you can decide anything. In India, there are so many high classes of vaidya,
Ayurveda
doctors, so forward, so intelligent, that even giving a thread around any ladies, and they used to take that thread, and by that they used to know what is disease. Because they don't wanted to touch any lady, woman. So, giving some thread here, and like pulse, they used to. And quickly, they used to remove that disease. So Narad was like this. A guru should be like this. Nowadays there are less and less guru everywhere, here and there, with their shops. That anyone should come in my shop. but there are very rare disciples. There are very rare gurus. When we see Shastra, what are the definitions of guru? Then we will see that very rare in this world. Narada, how much he was qualified. Not only learning will do, it will not help. But it sometimes may disguise us. Those who have practically realized what is bhakti, how to please Krishna, and they have pleased the Supreme Personality of Krishna, they are really happy and they can help. Like Narada Rishi, he has told himself that I was boy, I was a son of very degraded class of any woman. In like Shudra in India, very low class of family, scheduled caste. He has never gone to any school to study, nothing. And in the 5 years of age he was. And mercifully some saints like Sanat Sanandan Sanatan and Sanat Kumar, they came to that village. And they were 4 months rainy season there. Anyhow, he was so fortunate that his mother came to this saint and told that I will clear your pot, vessel, and cooking place, pot, everything. And he returned, I don't want anything. Only your remnant something. And she began to serve them. One day he took some remnants of the Sanakshanandan. He told that, can I take your remnants? The mercifully were told that, yes, you can take. And he took only remnants. And by doing and serving them for 4 months, he had a ruchi. Some ruchi there. Pranaham Krishna Kata Pragayatam Anugrahena Samadam Manohara Tasadhyame Anupadam Vishwanivatas Priyasyamang Sangha Mama Bhavat Ruchi. Daily I used to hear some Harikata there, powerful, by their mouth, and taking some remnants, and serving them, washing their door coffin, cloth, bringing some water for them. So, in a very short time, he had some ruchi in hearing Harikatha. What is the meaning of hearing? Not only hearing, but to follow. You should not... A guru tells to his disciples that bring 1 glass of water. Bring 1 glass of water. He told 3, 4, 5 times. But disciple was hearing. Are you hearing? Yes, I am hearing. You have told me several times to bring water. Gurudev told them, you have never heard. If you are hurt, then why not bringing? So if you are not bringing, it means that you are not hurt. If you are hearing so many classes, but not we are following, then what will be the result? nothing like zero. I told any disciple that you should give up bad habits. You should not take flesh, meat, eggs, don't take
alcohol
or cigarette, also something, afim, ganja, bhang, don't. They can tell me that I can give up everything, but I cannot give up bhang, ganja. I will die. Then what will be the result? It means that he is not hearing katha. So we will have to follow. And if you are initiated, then not following. First he followed his Gurudev, who? Narada Rishi. Tatranvaham, I used to hear Harikatha daily. And Pragayatam Anugrahena Shinvanam Manohara. They were telling in a very beautiful way. Like Sukadev, more than Sukadev Goswami. They are Guru of Sukadev Goswami. So, like this, evam pravittasya visuddha chetasah tad dharma evatma ruchi prajaya. These are the things, how we can have ruchi in Harikatha. If you have no taste in hearing Harikatha and following like this, anyone cannot help you. So many doubts will come and they will very quickly throw out of us from that. Bhaktita. So we should try to follow. We should promise that I will follow. If there are so many disciples who have taken initiation, first initiation, second initiation, but not following. Bodily, mindly, and what we speak of Atma, then how they can take? So he was daily hearing katha. He left everything. He left the association of playing boy here and there. Never he went. He left anything. He left his mother and daily hearing all Hari katha. Very soon, Tashadhyaya me anupadam srinivata priyasyanga mamad bhavat ruchi. So hearing very shaddha, with keen interest, anupadam, each word I used to
drink
like nectar. The pastimes of Krishna, pastimes of all like Ram and all others. Tasmin tada labdharate mahamuni priya savasya askharita matir mama. And hearing so much with ruchi, with interest, taste. Then askharita matir mama, that is nishtha came. Without now hearing, I cannot live. Without chanting, remembering, I cannot live. First I should do all these things, then maintaining my life to take anything. And Krishna will arrange, then automatically offering of our Atma in the Lord's feet of Krishna will come. That Prem Prayojan told. If sufferings are coming without invitation, automatically coming. That we will not have to call death. She will come automatically. We don't want old age, but it will come, surely it will come. So likewise, if there is happiness, it will come. In a rotation, it will surely come. So we should not be so much anxious. I tell sometimes that you should try to earn your life, maintaining your life, you should maintain. But I know that your past activities will do come, bound to come. So we should not be so much interested in all these things. Always we should try to have a ruchi like him. Askhalitamati, not sagging. Very strong. Askhalitamati, nistha came. That like Haridas Thakur, even beaten in 22 markets, his blood, flesh, everything went away. But he never stopped his chanting. I will be cut in less and less pieces, but even I will not give up all this. But I see that when I come here in this, there are so many devotees that they all become so enthusiastic and they come to my class. And when I go to India or anywhere else, like the disciples of Swamiji, again they become the same and try to follow. So much beer, so much these things, taking some wine or ganja bhang and other things, giving up, no interest. So not like this. His mati, his what, intelligence, becomes so fixed forever. So when they were ready to go, to leave this place after 4 months, he began to cry and weep. How I will be survived? Then they gave some mantra. And what mantra? Of Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, exactly like this. Not for Krishna. And he believed, he has so much belief that by this you can have everything. Then his when they all went, then his mother was so much attached to that boy of 5 and always keeping in his lap so that he may not go here. She in some way she knew that, oh, this boy want to go to forest and to be in trance and to follow his guru. So she was always afraid of this. So she always used to take this boy, working even in his lab. But this boy wanted that, oh God, Krishna, you should help me. I will get rid of my this mother. One day, Krishna heard his prayer, and a very black snake came, powerful, and he bit, and at once he died. This boy never looked towards her mother, and began to run towards forest. After some time he reached a very dense forest. And he took bath in a very beautiful, pure pond. And he took some water and went to a high place. And there he began to chant the same, remember this mantra. All the mantras are so powerful, but we don't realize. We have no faith. When we chant, I remember the mantra given by Guru, even very powerful Gayatri mantra, even Guru mantra, Guru Gayatri, Gaur mantra, Gaur Gayatri, even so much powerful Gopal mantra, Kling Krishnaya, even more powerful, what? Kama Gayatri. If you will chant, remember in a process with so much love and affection and so much faith, mantra will manifest in our heart what they are. Nothing to do anything like he did. He at once left his mother and went in forest and took bath there in any pond. And he sat and began to chant, remember that mantra. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Like this. And he became enthroned. After some time, he left his taking food, air, anything. And that Vasudev, who is Vasudev? Krishna. He came in his throne. And quickly he vanished. Then he began to weep so loudly.